It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Marcy Loveless with Carbon Caring for Kids. And, you know, before we know it, it's going to be spring break. So we need to talk about getting things ready for spring break kits. They handle it a little differently than they do throughout the year. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of the great things that have happened for Carbon Caring for Kids in just the last two or three months. Amazing, amazing donations that have been made. And we'll talk about that as well. And if you want to, help out and build the kits that go home, we only have a couple of shots left throughout before the end of the school year. We'll talk about all of that with her. Marcy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right in, and let's start with you've had some great donations. And like I said, within the last two, 3 months.
Yep. And it's been another just indicator to me how amazing this community is. Today I got a text from Lynn's manager, and he said, we made all this money for you. What food do you need? So I sent him a bunch of food list items, and he's going to order all that money or all of that with the money that they earned. We've had the donation from Christmas Tree Regalia. We've had many small group donations that have sent over money. It's just incredible. Every single time my heart just is full. Every single time I get a check in the mail or through Venmo, I get some people that send me regular Venmo every single month. It's just amazing.
And I guess I need to ask the question. When you started this, how many years ago did you start Carbon Caring for Kids?
I think this is six, I think.
So when you started this 6 years ago, did you ever expect that it would get to be like this?
No. In fact, I had someone tell me when I was first starting it, they said, if you do not get government grants, this will fail. And I said, I don't want to focus on government grants. I want our people to be able to take care of our own kids. And I don't want the red tape. I don't want to go after the government grants. I want our Carbon County people to take care of our kids. And it's totally exceeded my expectations.
And that's what I just said before we came on the air. You know, it never surprises me the amount of people in Carbon County that if somebody needs something or has something like this that goes on or anything like that, the amount of people that just step up and say, okay, what do you need?
Over and over and over again. I mean, even at the very beginning, we were going week by week, and people were donating food week by week by week. And if I spent something and I said, oh no, I don't know if I'm going to have enough money, I'd go to the store, buy the food, and I'd walk out to my car. And one story, a lady came up to me and said, oh, I've been meaning to donate to your cause. And she would write me a check, and it was for the exact same amount that I spent in the store, where I was wondering where in the world was I going to get the money.
Never fails. It always comes from somewhere.
Yep.
So let's talk about now. With spring break coming up, you run spring break kind of the same way you do Thanksgiving and Christmas, right?
Yep. We love to have a different approach for spring break. Christmas and Thanksgiving, they're a little bit longer weekends, so we make them bigger kits. So we've created a sponsorship program to where everybody can sign up to sponsor a child. It's usually, depending on the brands per kit, it's between $30 and $45 usually per kit. But you just, once I post it on the Facebook page, Carbon Caring for Kids, you can go and sign up for sponsoring a child, and you can tell me I can do one, I can do four, whatever it is that you need.
And then you have the list there, and they go out and they buy everything that's on the list, and they build the kit themselves.
Yep. So you'll come and get the bags at my house, or you can build it in regular bags at your house and then transfer them over, because they're specific bags that are large grocery bags. They're really big, and then big enough to be able to have handles so that the kids can take them. And every bag is double bagged, just so that the bottom of the bag doesn't break open when the kid is walking home or taking it.
So you've got all of that taken care of. And of course, there's always deadlines and things like that that need to be followed when you do this. So if they're going to build kits and have them to you, when do they need to have them to you by?
We will need them by March 25th, which is a Monday, so that we can finalize and get them all organized for the group that will come on the 26th. And then we have different volunteers that will deliver them over the next couple days.
All right. So if you want it, yes, we're getting out ahead of it a little bit early, but that's okay, because now you have time to plan, and can say, okay, I'm going to do four kits, or I'm going to do five kits, or I'm going to do two kits, or I'm going to do one kit. But now you have the idea in your head that it's there, and you need to have it ready by the 25th of March. Now, the lists and everything, are they up on the Facebook page
they
yet?
They are currently not up.
Okay.
But I will try and get to that.
We'll get those lists up. Once the lists get up, just go on there and tell her, you know what, this is what I need to do. So how many do you need this time around?
Right now we are at 185 kids.
Okay, so that's the quota that we have to fill.
Yep.
We have to fill 185 kits for spring break. And so if you want to do that, go on the website and she'll have the list there and just get on there and say, hey, I'll do this, and just tell her what you need. The other thing is, you can, it seems like you just can't stop getting volunteers.
No.
And it's a great problem to have.
It was funny. I had someone helping me facilitate the group packing last week, and her daughter came up and said, Marcy, my mom needs you downstairs. And I was thinking like, oh no, what happened? And I go down and she's like, you've got to see this. And there was probably 25 kids from the National Honor Society down there. And like, we don't have enough work for these kids to do. What else can we do? Like, it's just, it's amazing.
So if you want them, there are two spots left, you said.
I think there's maybe two, maybe three spots left until the end of the school year.
And
yes.
You just go on to the Facebook page there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And do you message or do you just go on there and say, hey, raise a hand?
If you message me through Messenger or... probably messaging me through Messenger so that I can have that record and it's easier to find would be better.
All right. So there you have it. Everything that you need to know is going to be on the Facebook page, so you can get on there. It'll also give you a spot there where the Venmo QR on there.
Uh-huh.
The Venmo's on there. You have an account at, is it Mountain America?
Yep.
They make it so easy to help everybody, and you know you want to help them. So if you are out there and you're saying, I want to take this challenge, I want to do this, let Marcy know, and she will find something for you, and let's get those kits filled. Once again, 185 kits we need to have filled for spring break. So if you're interested, if you want to help out, head on over to the Carbon Caring for Kids Facebook page. Marcy, thank you so much for coming in. And once again, thank you for doing this. This is an awesome thing that you guys do. And I know that there are a lot of people in Carbon County that appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. One thing that I just want to add, lots of times we don't see the outcome. We don't see these kids getting to these kids. But the other week I had a teacher come up to me and she said, I asked one of my kids who gets this kit. And she said, and I asked her, what's her favorite thing about the weekend? And she said, getting these kits before she goes home.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes.
Doesn't take much to make them happy.
Nope.
Marcy, thank you one more time.
Appreciate
it. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.